you're going to get back at a bully for picking on you, you don't come up and tell him, listen, sometime in the next week or week after, I'm going to hit you. I'm not going to tell you where, but I'm going to hit you, and I'm going to try and get you to stop doing what you're doing. So be prepared. Well, the bully's going to sit back and laugh, first of all, and get prepared. It's kind of like Mr. Waffle Obama telling Syria that he's going to punish them for using poison gas on their own citizens, which he should, saying, I'm not sure when I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it maybe. But now I'm going to have to ask permission to do it, so I'm not sure when. So now the story out of Beirut is that the Obama administration has been prodding Congress into backing armed sanctions against Syria. The regime in Damascus is hiding its military hardware and shipping troops out of bases and putting them in civilian areas. Anybody could have guessed that. Politically, the President Bashar Assad has gone on the offensive, warning in a rare interview with Western media that any military action against Syria could spark a regional war. If the U.S. undertakes missile actions, Assad's reaction could have a major effect on the trajectory of Syria's civil war. Over 100,000 people claimed to have lost their lives so far in Syria. So saying that we're going to punish you, but we just don't know when, but now we have to ask for permission to do it, is not showing a lot of confidence in the guy that's making the decisions. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.